This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We are going to be connecting the dots here shortly with Valerie Espinosa. And that's going to be in just a couple of minutes here. We've got to get our little act together to make sure that it does happen. And it is going to be happening. So we're going to be talking to Valerie here in just a few short moments as we are looking for the numbers that have to be dialed. Unbelievable what has been going on here. And we're just kind of going crazy. Anyway, so the great thing that has been happening, I guess you can say, all around the United States of America, is, Trump winning. We're starting to see the deep state start to bleed out. And all of a sudden, we have a big hurricane that pops out at us. And the hurricane Miguelito has been, of course, causing major, major damage all throughout the panhandle of Florida. And we've been trying to, of course, connect the dots as to what's been going on in the hurricane, and we're going to continue to do so. We're going to bring you some up-to-date information on the hurricane and what has been going on. Welcome to Florida. What a mess. Panhandle pummeled. Mexico Beach, ground zero. The roar. Storm chasers stare death in face. All sorts of things happening. They've got some reporting going on here about these crazy people people have been talking about. Let's check out the wind action here. We've got some sound. See if we get some sound on this. We do. Let's find out where the sound. Here we go. Let's check this out. This is live from the hurricane. Thank you. that's the blowing wind that you're hearing. It's a more reportage. Drive around in these cars during these times of craziness like this, not worried that their car's going to get damaged by things blowing through the air, I guess. They must be in a tank of some sort. You've probably seen these storm chasers. They're in these tanks. Sort of looks like the water is not rising. There seems to be any storm surge, obviously on higher ground, to get away from the storm surge. A little conversation going on in the background. So what we had was a storm that came ashore yesterday in the Panhandle region, Mexico Beach, as it's called, and it looked like about 155-mile-an-hour winds, a Cat 4, and everybody is in... everybody is in disarray in that area. A lot of homes have been damaged. A lot of trees. Any place that there was a tree, that's what it looks like. Any place that there was a tree, there was trees blown over. Now, palm trees seem to do pretty well. They always do well in storms. They're very flexible. Palm trees are like grass. They are a monocot. I don't know if you know that or not. This kind of an important demarcation in terms of what we do with... plants and plant life, and this is something that we study very, very carefully going forward about all these these different things. I find it very interesting that when you start talking about all these things that go on with storms and storm chasing and all this good stuff, that people feel that they are invincible and can hang out and actually, make this sort of thing happen in the sense that they're going to survive these things. And it's risky business. You know, I can remember the time when I had to, a couple times when we were fighting a fire that were, my home was threatened, and... had to make a choice at one point in time to, should I stay or should I go? You know, one of those things. Because the embers are all falling down. Your pants and your clothes are catching on fire. You have to spray yourself down with water. We were up on the rooftop fighting the fire, and it was becoming very, very futile. And I can remember when the homes above the house blew up, just boom, blew up. And I thought to myself, wow. that's when we left. And luckily, when we came back, the last little remnants of the water in the pool had actually inundated. We hooked it up so that we had water running over the rooftop and of the house, and that seemed to save it. And other homes in our area were not saved. The burn was very, very complete and replete, and it was kind of interesting. We got very lucky, and one other time, years later, got very, very lucky again, and the home was saved. Other places around us were not. So I know that feeling of seeing that devastation and having been through it several times. But, you know, you have to make a choice to leave and leave when it's going to be safe for you to leave and not endanger other people as well. And that's the big decision that has to come out. So when we are talking on the radio here about, especially in the hurricane situation, get out, get out, get out, we mean that. It's not worth it. To die, drowning or in a fire, whatever, it really isn't. And it's not also worth it if you stay behind to put other people in danger who might be coming called in to save you. Yeah, let's not think selfishly. I mean that. I think that's a really important aspect of what we all do. We have to be thinking about others at all times. When these things happen, because if you don't, then other people could die. That's the point. And you only have moments to think about this. Make the choice to get out and save yourself and save others. The things that are left behind that get burned or destroyed or flooded out or whatever, it's not your life. You know, it might be symbols of your life and your past, but the going free, you have a future. You know, you save your future when you save your life. Anyway, I'm pontificating enough about that. We're going to be trying to make the dot connect here with Valerie Espinoza here in just a few minutes. And we're going to be talking about elections and the phony election system here in California. There is no campaigning going on. Really, there isn't. And, you know, we've had numerous conversations in other parts of the state over the last week, and I didn't see much advertising. In fact, one of the things, this time of year, I actually, you know, when there's an election going on, I actually help to produce various and sundry commercials for radio, some for TV. And so far, not a nine zip. You know, I'll usually do maybe 10 on average every election year. Zero zip, nada, and I haven't gotten a call from people to ask for them yet. Normally, these things are done and in the can by, into August. Where'd September go? Well, no calls for you, Paul, in September. And now in August, there's no calls for you, Paul. That's why I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, there's something really wrong in California when there's no campaigning, really, to speak up going on. And no commercials. This is the election that wasn't. And if you're Jerry Brown, the Democrats, you don't want this election to be seen.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and with us right now is Maria Espinoza. About the fourth or fifth time, I think she's been with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, almost becoming a regular, and she's from the Remembrance Project. And Maria, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, Paul. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Yes, and I wanted to talk to you about what's coming up here. We've got a lot of illegal foreign nationals that have been coming across the border here in California. They seem to be saturating community by community, actually. Seems to be kind of an interesting situation. We're getting a lot of complaints from a lot of communities about this activity that's going on. And they seem to be getting illegal foreign nationals that are running for office here. What are your thoughts about the California election system, or just the election system in general, with the influx of such as we're seeing with the illegal foreign nationals?
Well, obviously, this has been a push for a very long time in California. Now, if you recall, Senator Lara's former communications director, Lizeth, I don't recall her last name, but she was moved to the DMV. And some of the things that you're seeing right now in the news about the so-called 1,500 legal residents who were accidentally registered to vote, and I guess that's being addressed right now. But, you know, I am a little more of a skeptic, Paul. I think that this was all planned, you know, with Lizeth's move to the DMV, where she received like a $99,000 a year salary job with the DMV to train these illegal aliens to pass the driver's test. Remember, that was way back when the AB 60, I believe, was going through. And I went up and testified in California on the ramifications of allowing illegal aliens to have a driver's license, which is basically they're not supposed to be here at all. They should be detained and deported instead. So I think you're seeing this is a well-planned effort, and I don't believe the Shiomoto, the director of DMV, Gene Shiomoto, that he says this was a mistake. In my opinion, I think this has been the agenda all along.
Yeah, and you know, it's a very well orchestrated event, and you were calling this out a long time ago, and so was I. It seems like we're sort of whistling in the wind, so to speak, and now all of a sudden it's coming to fruition. They've started to make excuses. I think in this late date before the election, they're coming up with all these excuses why they're having problems with the DMV now, when these problems were perfectly predicted by yourself and others. And other people that I talk to, retired DMV workers and so on, are outraged at what's been going on with this whole thing. And, you know, Lizeth, the situation, a lot of people don't understand that Laura, is he an assemblyman or senator? Is it Senator Laura? Is that what it is?
Right, Ricardo Laura.
Ricardo Laura, who introduced this to begin with. This when it goes back a couple, 2 or 3 years, the planning behind this and then the implementation, you can see it's very well orchestrated, but it also blends in very well with the Sanctuary State initiative, a bill that was brought in by Kevin De Leon, and then you have other things that have happened all the way through to going back to 2010 with the election system, the way that they corrupted it with the two-party system, and then, of course, the redistricting before that in 2010 and 2008. All these things seem to be orchestrated for one thing, and that, I think, is to get as many of these illegal foreign nationals and other imposters elected into offices throughout California. And it seems to be the cry right now. It's interesting. I was just making note at the beginning, just before you came on, there's no electioneering going on. There's no campaigning in California right now. It's really weird.
Well, you know, that leads me to believe that they think they know what the outcome is. They have implemented their system. And, you know, as you know, working on this for last, you know, 8 years or more, you know, they've got a system in place, and President Donald Trump has, you know, foiled that system, which is, you know, I think that they were on the national level with Clinton. If she had won the presidency, that would have been a nail in the, you know, heart of the American people to end the republic as we see it and as we know it. But look, take a look at who you have there in California. You've got Holder, you've got Hilda Solis, of course, what is her name, Napolitano went there first, you know. So you're looking a big, powerful, heavy hitter type, far, far left leaning politicians who are focusing on California. And why is that? Because they're implementing and pushing through these very liberal, they're a very liberal agenda, but also they're ironing out the kinks in their system. So
yes,
they're taking their little system to Washington State, to Oregon. We're battling in Oregon. We were just in Oregon as well. So, you know, as a tiny organization, although we have a wonderful reputation and, you know, we're known to work very hard, conservative across the border, and we work with families, you know, angel families who are not so conservative. But, you know, we're not, certainly not discriminating on, we're not political, we're a C3. But we will memorialize any American who was killed by an illegal alien. And that's what we concentrate. But first and foremost, the safety of Americans by enforcing the existing laws.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that they're working the kinks out of the system. I believe that that's absolutely true. And that's the reason why they really have this entire election completely on the down low. I was telling the audience before you came on that normally I'll get about 10, maybe a dozen requests to produce both sides of the aisle, commercials for radio and TV, and I've gotten none. I got nothing in August. I got nothing in September. I'm getting nothing here in October even, which is just absolutely stunning. I've been doing this for about 16 years.
Oh, right. So that tells you that the fix is in. This is their whole system. You know, Shimamoto claims, oh, this inadvertently took place. We're working to fix it. Brown comes out, same thing, you know. Oh, we're going to look into it. We're going to investigate it. And, of course, Alex Padilla, Secretary of State there in California, we're going to investigate it. We're going to have an independent audit. But you know what? I go back to what Dinesh D'Souza said, and I think it was Grinding Out America. Lie, lie, lie. That's what they're doing, Paul. We can't believe a word they say, especially after you have seen the fiasco here where they trashed a very good judge, Brett Kavanaugh, and brought this woman up, Ford. Can't remember how she arrived to this home. Can't remember how she left. People that she claimed were there said that did not take place. And here, Feinstein is holding information, you know, and then giving it and delivering it a big surprise, you know, completely against their rules and their policies of how to proceed in a committee. So obviously the walk away movement, that's why it's increasing and gaining momentum, because Democrats who have some semblance of common sense and maybe
right,
with an old guard of the Democrat Party, like my parents were, and I'm a former Democrat, you know, they were big John F. Kennedy supporters. But, you know, if you look at the issues, Paul, if you look at the issues and understand that we have a constitution and how this republic actually works, then you have no question that you have to vote for the group that will enforce current laws, that does believe in borders, because without borders, we are not a nation, and that we are very unique, and we have a unique constitution, you know, divinely orchestrated. So, you know, here it is, and I think that there will be a red wave this midterm election, contrary to what the Democrats believe. But again, lie, lie, lie. That's their modus of operandi.
We're starting to see them actually in action and getting their hands caught at this whole deception and what they're doing, especially in the city of Orange, California, where we have Chapman University, which is starting to champion the socialist communist cause, which is just absolutely amazing. I know it's stunning to say that, but they got a brand new president in there with Jim Doty stepping aside, and he's completely a liberal communist as far as most people have been reporting to me. I used to go to Chapman University, but they also brought in a guy by the name of Peter McLaren, formerly of UCLA, but he's also an Argentinian communist Marxist, avowed communist Marxist, and he's right there teaching, and he's creating all kinds of a ruckus down there, and they're trying to get their own people into the city council and onto the 68th Assembly or Senate congressional district down there, and they're being run literally by the leftist, if you will, and what they're trying to do is bring in as many illegal foreign nationals to vote for them through the DMV. That's just been an obvious call. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I think you're right on, obviously. I think the biggest communist, however, is Jerry Brown. Governor Brown has been horrific, and I'm glad to see that Governor John Cox is really doing well, especially for a Republican there in California. But I think people are tired of the high taxes. People are tired of being, second-class citizens in their own country. They're tired of the MS-13 gangs, terrorizing the streets, pushing out black Americans. We've heard this for years. Jamil Shah even talked about it, and in a report that Feinstein put together. But it was buried because it was not. It told the truth about the illegal alien crimes and the gang activity and how they were pushing out black Americans in neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And so where all of a sudden is the Democrat Party protecting, black American citizens over foreign illegal alien invaders?
Right.
So, it's very backwards now, but I think that America, period, and I'm not going to talk about parties because this is an American matter, an American issue. And right now here in D.C., Jim Brown, the football player, Kanye West are up here right now having lunch with President Donald Trump because you know what? They see that black Americans are suffering, and we should only be Americans. But unfortunately, and especially with the Obama administration, they really try to drive a wedge between races here in the country. But look at President Trump. Who can argue for what the fantastic things that he is doing? Unemployment much lower, especially for women and blacks. 4 million people off of the welfare, creating 500,000 manufacturing jobs. Who can argue with that? Because he's placing Americans first, and that's what's key here.
Well, one of the things that they're doing in California, and we've been talking about this with the New California State Movement, is that they're displacing American citizens. And it used to be that they were really discriminating. I'm talking about the state now, either in the hiring or placing in schools and the universities and so on. Of course, now we have Janet Napolitano, head of the UC system, which has completely gone communist. But because I used to work in the school system, used to see this, white boys coming out of high school were clearly discriminated against and weren't allowed in the UC system. Then it got to be white girls, and then it got to be Hispanics, then it got to be blacks. And then what you started to realize, their enrollment, the way that they were functioning, was that it became discriminatory against U.S. citizens, regardless of your race or your ethnicity. Mm-hmm. They were just excluding U.S. citizens, and they're bringing in the illegal foreign nationals because they were getting more tuition money for them. That was one of the reasons.
What did we say earlier? Napolitano was sent to their UC Berkeley intentionally.
Right.
He had a job to do, and it was to drive that left agenda. And the easiest place to start are the youth, and where they have already indoctrinated the youth since they were in elementary school. So bringing them up, and I believe that Napolitano only directed them in that avenue. So she was able to drive that wedge between obviously Americans but also the illegal aliens, bringing them in, and their left agenda is basically stop the hate, absolutely displacement, but the indoctrination is love, everybody get along. Well, we can get along as long as there are laws that are followed and they completely disregard this. But look at what's happening, and people don't realize, the Democrats, I'll say, do not realize that after, what is that saying that if they just sit silently while one person is prosecuted or persecuted, their rights violated, guess what? You're going to be next. Mm-hmm. You're not immune to this far left agenda, their system. You won't have a voice. We were out here in Washington, D.C. in front of the Supreme Court when, right after Judge Kavanaugh was confirmed, and President Trump is right. Most of the people there, I would say half of the people that attended that little rally were just onlookers. They were bystanders just looking at the freak show, in my opinion. There was about a 60-year-old slender woman, I thought it was a man, topless, screaming and waving her arms. I just thought, oh my gosh, where did she escape from? Most Americans don't align themselves with that type of behavior. So it's okay to have, they can have their freedom of speech, but once we speak out, then it's not okay. And you saw there's a video that went viral where a younger male, roundhouse kicked a woman trying to kick the cell phone out of her hand, supposedly, but he was arrested because he didn't want her to vocalize her opposition to what they were trying to push forward, left agenda, and I think it was for illegal aliens to come here. But yet he's okay with assaulting her when she's trying to speak, and she's not doing a thing to him. But there's a huge difference in the violence, and we're verging on anarchism here with how far they're taking this, and good people have to stand up.
Yeah, and I think that we're starting to see that. And I've been quite concerned for quite some time here in California, watching some of the events that are taking place, and the people that are behind a lot of these things are really getting to be even more desperate because, California is starting to turn back to the red side again. And we see this with the new California state movement all the time, where people wanting to come over, they definitely want to leave California, get out of California, but not leave per se. So that's why our movement is growing by leaps and bounds, because we're offering something completely different. But the rage on the other side is not going to diminish. And I think that if we get to the election without some violence, we'll be very, very lucky. But post-election, there could be some violence, which is going to be unfortunate. Listen, Maria, I want to thank you very much for being with us. I know you got to run for time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Our website is TheRemembranceProject.org, TheRemembranceProject.org. We're on Facebook, although Twitter is trying to shut us down. Yeah. I mean, just blocking our notifications. But it's on Facebook, it's The Remembrance Project and Stolen Lives Quilt. Twitter, at Stolen Lives QLT, at Stolen Lives QLT, which stands for quilt. Well, thanks so much, Paul, and keep up your good work.
Yeah, thank you, Maria. Thank you very much, and good talking to you again.
Likewise. Well, bye-bye.
Maria Espinoza of the Remembrance Project here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. And this is like the seventh time now for her, to be honest. We got to have her on more, at least a couple times a month. I'm going to tell her, hey, you got to be on a couple times a month. Anyway, she does a great job. And of course, she was right in the thick of the thing with this whole motor voter thing that has now come out. And what a farce. But you see, we don't want to draw any attention to the election. That's really what their strategy is, because it's a corrupt election system, and we don't want to have anybody going crazy about this stuff or bringing it out. That's what their problem is. Now, so the system is corrupt. We've pretty much documented that, and I think everybody pretty much is in agreement that it's a corrupt, and there's more evidence that's going to come out about the corrupt election system here in California. It's not. If we don't have an election system in which you're celebrating an election and celebrating our right for a Republican form of government, then we got a problem in this country. We got a problem in the state. That means the dictator likes it. They want to keep the election on the down low. Don't draw any attention, because it might draw attention to process. And right now, it's kind of interesting. They've got some attention drawn to them by way of all the major news agencies. Breitbart in particular has been covering the whole breakdown of what's been going on in the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, a very, very secretive group. But as you find out, Ricardo Lores, one of his aides, is gone to work for the DMV when his bill passed to bring about voter motor. That is a problem, isn't it? I mean, it just shows you, as Maria was talking about, there is a plan. There has been a plan, a strategic plan, to take over the systems, if you will, the governmental systems, and corrupt them. And now the media is also on board with a number of different things. And that the media is on board with, are you ready for this? They're definitely on board with, we don't want to talk about any election. No, no, no. I mean, why would you have a governor's race or a governor's debate? Why would you have a governor's debate, a gubernatorial debate, on a Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning on a, in the only one they're going to have for the most populous state in the nation? Why would you have one on a Monday morning, 9 o'clock, on a PBS channel in San Francisco, in which the moderator leans right with Gavin Newsom? Well, and of course, then you have a candidate who's absolutely incompetent, and that's John Cox. He can't answer. He can't find his way out of a paper bag. Why would you do such a thing? Well, that's because you don't want to draw attention to the candidates. I mean, most of the time when you have a debate, like a presidential debate, man, everybody wants to be there. It's sold out. Attention is there. That major attention is drawn to the election. And if Jerry Brown and his crowd had that kind of attention going forward, what would that be like? Well, they wouldn't like it because that would open them up to scrutiny. Get it? That's why they're trying to keep this hush-hush. There is no election going on in 2018. No. You must be thinking, no. This is really 2017. Next year we'll have an election. Maybe. So, in a sense, I'm right. There is no election going on in California right now. There isn't. There's no campaigning. And the election that can happen, as you heard Maria say, it's a fraud. It is an absolute fraud, and they know it. And even my own self-evidence. I mean, usually 10 or 12 times an election cycle, I get asked to produce a commercial. I've gotten zero so far. And this is... now, almost November, it's October, middle of October. There's something wrong with the picture. That's exactly what they want, is something wrong with the picture. Anyway, we got the break coming up. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. Right. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, well, we can help you today.
For time because
right
I got to finish
now,
off my show here.
Listen,
but
dealing
the
with the IRS
made
is no
mention
picnic.
Today
it's an intimidating
in an interview
and extremely
on Fox
stressful
and friends,
process, and you don't
about,
want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law,
about
every
McCabe
tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt.
Dick
and
Black.
If you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top
sounded,
of their
it,
hit
it
list.
Sounded
so
just
don't take
right
your tax
exactly
debt lightly because it will
your
not
mouth.
Go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account,
like,
your
and
home,
I wanted to let
even
you know about that.
Down
so I was
your
call
business.
You,
call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is colorblind. What is this? Got Mob Rule. Tucker Carlson. This is from him last night. I'm trying to get this. I heard this from afar. I don't know how it all plays out, but we're going to play this. This is Tucker Carlson last night. And considers the dishonest standards of mainstream media. Okay. And then Tucker critiques the left's attempt to dispose of the Electoral College. This, of course, is part and parcel to what we have found on the whole situation going. God, it's not playing. No, don't do this to me. They're doing it. They're doing that. Anyway, I don't know what's going on here. Why do they do such things to me? I'll try and clean it up here. We can get Tucker Carlson. Maybe now it's going to play. Maybe. Looks like something's happening here. Anyway, so the call for violence from the left is something that is going to be. I told you that there's a progression. This goes back way to the Antifa business, all the different the Berkeley riots and all this other stuff. And of course, Will Johnson has been stellar in reporting all this stuff over the last year and a half, 2 years. And it's been interesting because there's a progression towards violence that they're driving us to. And I don't know if this progression of violence has been part of the plan moving forward right now, or if it is something that is yet to be played out, or was originally planned to be played out in years ahead. I think that what has happened, because Donald Trump was elected, they've had to up their plan. I've been saying this. They have had to up their plan because they did not expect that he would actually be elected, because it was going to be Hillary Clinton that was elected. Ah, but, you know, Hillary wasn't elected. See what he's got here.
He is on shore pounding parts of Florida
this is
and
from
Alabama.
Last night. We're going to catch up to Tucker. Hopefully, he's going to make some comments about Eric Holder real quick.
Hey, it wasn't quite as.
Ah, here we go.
Cruise tape, watch.
Leftist mobs.
Texas Reach is anti gay.
We believe survivors. We believe survivors.
Okay, it wasn't quite as restrained or calm as we remembered. So let's pause for a second and consider how this story could be told differently. Same facts, different spin. A senator named Rafael Cruz is having dinner with his wife at a restaurant in Washington. A group of screaming, predominantly white political activists surround the couple and yell at them until they leave the building. That actually happened, as you just saw. But let's say this hypothetical Rafael Cruz was a liberal Democrat and not a Republican from Texas. You think Don Lemon and his fellow CNN anchors would describe that as a legitimate, constitutionally protected protest? Or could possibly the word mob come up, and white supremacy and Nazi? What do you think about that? This is not the first time, though, we've seen this variety of dishonesty. It was also Don Lemon, amazingly, who just last August came rushing to the defense of that emerging Democratic constituency, Antifa.
country.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence. No one condones the violence, but there were different reasons for Antifa and for these neo-Nazis to be there. One.
Well, one, we don't know why. why that all happened. But anyway, they something happened to the feed, which is typical, right? Typical of what goes on. Anyway, but what Tucker was talking about was that the hypocrisy and the justification by the left in the media for this type of violence is the critical issue. And it is feeding a frenzy of violence, towards violence. Now, I really do believe that we Americans understand this, especially in the era of Donald Trump. We're starting to see it more clearly. And I want to thank everybody in the not-so-mainstream media, all of us citizen journalists and the like, who have been calling this out for a long time for what it really truly is. Now, I'm going to juxtaposition that with the protests of Kavanaugh just recently. And we've just heard it with Maria Espinoza of the Remembrance Project. She was there. She was at the Supreme Court. And she said better than a half of the people that were there were spectators watching the other half. Now, some 200 people, that's the number I got from other people. I don't recall what she said, but I believe it was around 200 people. And that matches another story that we heard that at the protest inside and around the hearing of Kavanaugh on that Thursday, there was really only about 50 to maybe 60 people that had been bussed in from Yale as protesters. Some of them were Soros-paid operatives. We already know that. We talked about that earlier in the week. Yet they're all put out there just in the mainstream media as if they're some sort of saviors of, you know, the left. And, of course, they're nothing more than paid thugs. This one lady, as we reported just day before yesterday, being paid by George Soros in the nonprofit organization, which gets the grants from George Soros, $156,000 per year to go and scream at senators like Jeff Flake. And on top of that, the year before, she had gotten a bonus of some $23,000. Now, I can scream like that all day long. But there's something fundamentally flawed to that, isn't there? The reality check, you take away the paid protesters, there's probably 100 spectators watching what's going on and not necessarily protesting. That's the real reality. Now, this is really what they found out during the time in which a young boy was killed in Florida by a guy with a gun who was defending himself. He was standing his ground. When they called a riot, 100 riots, and no one showed up. They solved that by paying everybody to show up to the riots. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on with newcaliforniastate.com, and visit that website regularly, liberally. I want to thank Chris Street for being with us earlier in hour number one, and Maria Espinoza of the Remembrance Project, good friend of Agenda 21 Radio. Really appreciated being on the show. She's now kind of like a regular. This is the seventh time she's been on with us, and we're going to continue on. We're going to sally forth with Maria. I know her name is Maria, not Sally, and her last name is not Forth. It's Espinoza. Anyway, a lot of things going on. There's no question about it. The non-election election this year, the strategy by the totalitarian globalists is not to have an election at all. I said there'd be no election. Didn't I? I mean, I was thinking there might be some intervention about the election, so they're just on the quiet. They're just, shh, no election. There's no election. Don't say the word election. Can't say it with art. There's no 2018 election. California is not having a general election in 2018. That's the big secret. That's what we're having. Is California's big secret this year is no election. No election. Just no election. Nobody's debating. Nobody's nothing. Just shh. We want to have low voter turnout so we can corrupt all the. See, if you have low voter turnout, those areas in which you have 148% of the people voting, you get to corrupt it even more. Think about it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.